Good Monday. Today is March the 29th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, Waters of the U.S. is back in the news again as agricultural groups are communicating with the Trump administration and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and EPA to try and get rules that are much more clear, consistent, and predictable. We'll have all the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, WOTUS, or the Waters of the U.S., making the news once again with the Supreme Court. Now, agriculture, environmental, and other groups do agree that the next Waters of the U.S. rule should be clear, consistent, and predictable. These groups said that in comments submitted to the Trump administration before a comment period ended April 23rd. Now, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and U.S. Army Corps of Engineers also announced last week that they would hold several stakeholder listening sessions. Those are scheduled one today and the next one on May 1st. The WOTUS definition has changed several times during the past few presidential administrations and has been a political hot potato fought about in courts for years. The same range of comments submitted, however, show the same decades-long divide exists between agricultural and industry groups that want lesser regulatory burdens and environmental groups that want to advocate for expansive protections of the water. Now, all the comments recognize the Supreme Court's decision in Sackett versus the EPA as a pivotal influence on the direction WOTUS needs to go. Now, the American Farm Bureau Federation said the Biden administration's changes to the WOTUS rule after Sackett fell short of what was required, leaving farmers and ranchers without certainty, just as the Supreme Court was considering the definition of WOTUS in Sackett versus the EPA. The Biden administration published its new definition of WOTUS under the Biden Rule Number 2 that heavily relied on the complex, subjective, and idiosyncratic significant nexus test, Farm Bureau said in its comments. 4 months later, the court unanimously decided that the quote, significant nexus test was unlawful and incompatible with the Clean Water Act and directed the agencies to adopt the quote, relatively permanent test and redefine adjacency as it pertains to the jurisdiction over wetlands. Now, the Biden administration, in response, issued a rule that was not subject to notice and comment. The conforming rule took the language from the Biden rule and simply deleted any reference to quote, significant nexus test and narrowed the definition of adjacent, AFBF said. Farm Bureau said the conforming rule failed to provide an explanation of how agencies would interpret the relatively permanent standard, and we believe that the agencies may have intentionally left these terms undefined to expand their regulatory reach. Simply put, the agencies exploited these ambiguities to give themselves the latitude to regulate land features as they pleased going forward. During this time, the agencies were not even trying to hide the fact that they were violating Sackett through their field memos. Essentially, that's the instructions to the Corps and the EPA staff on how to implement those rules. And through these memos, the agencies declared expansive interpretations of the relatively permanent and continuous surface connection requirements that cannot be squared with the Sackett decision. Now, Farm Bureau said agencies should amend the conforming rules, regulatory text, and preamble to clarify relatively permanent, continuous surface connection, and indistinguishable, aligning with Sackett and other Supreme Court rulings, including the Rapanos versus U.S., while avoiding repealing the Biden rule entirely. Farm Bureau said it would like to see a new rulemaking targeted change to ensure clarity, to respect state authority, and protect farmers from regulatory overreach. The groups also asked the Trump administration to require wetlands to directly abut WOTUS with continuous surface water connection, making them indistinguishable, which was required in the Sackett ruling. Farm Bureau said wetlands that are separated by natural or artificial barriers, including berms and ditches, should be excluded. The group also said it wants agencies to clarify that physical abutment or non-aquatic connections do not meet that continuous surface connection requirement. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Continuing where we left off, the American Soybean Association, which represents about 500,000 farmers, said in comments that it supports the definition of, quote, relatively permanent waters that excludes intermittent or ephemeral waters found in the first Trump administration's 2020 navigable waters protection rules. Soybean growers across the United States have been subject to a patchwork of approaches and inconsistent regulatory frameworks for EOTIS for decades, the group said. Now, producers need certainty that the farming activities do not include penalties due to unclear restrictions on their property. The state of Iowa requested that agencies create a, quote, specific and concise definition for the term relatively permanent. And under the 2020 navigable waters protection rule, only perennial and intermittent tributaries that contribute flow downstream in a typical year to a traditional navigable water or territorial seas were considered jurisdictional, whereas ephemeral streams were categorically excluded from that jurisdiction. Use of flow regime to determine whether a tributary is regulated is reasonable, they said. Iowa also called for specific definitions of the term continuous surface connection, as well as the situation where the term is used to establish jurisdiction. The guidance provided in the joint memorandum from the EPA and Department of the Army dated March 12th of 25 interprets waters of the U.S. to include only those adjacent to wetlands that have continuous surface connection because they directly abut jurisdictional waters. The state of Iowa supports this approach. Now, the Washington Cattle Feeders Association said its members need WOTUS definitions that narrow the Clean Waters Act scope to, quote, relatively permanent waters as oceans, rivers, and lakes that have a consistent flow or continuous surface connection. With these changes from current agency practices, implementation of the Clean Water Act's onerous requirements will appropriately be limited to the activities and water bodies that Congress intended to regulate when it enacted the law 50 years ago, the cattle feeder said. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.